Let us pray in silence to prepare hearts for the afternoon Sabbath service. Amen. In Jesus' name, let us commence with our Sabbath service. Let us sing hymn 130.
To seek his rest on this the Sabbath day, he has bestowed on those who believe the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love, the wonders of his love. Jesus our Lord, revel this day with joy and love for all. So too let us listen to his call and gather here as one, and gather here as one, and gather here as one. No more shall sin control our hearts. Let God instead be king, for light and life are more from his hand. From now and evermore, for now and evermore, for now and evermore. Heaven on earth shall here be seen. On this the Sabbath day, the poor now rich, the low now raised, on earth as tis in heaven, on earth as tis in heaven, on earth as tis in heaven.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. We have come now to the fourth week of the lockdown, and yet we thank the Lord that we are still able to continue as normal to worship him, even though in our house. So now in our prayer, let's pray that the Lord continue to lead us and guide us, that through his words we continue to be able to be encouraged. Now let's together in Jesus' name kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Are you sure you're
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let us study the words of the Lord. Again, we give praises and thanks to the Lord that we're able through the internet to continuously worship Him, to keep the Sabbath, and to study His words. For mutual encouragement for this Sabbath, we will study on making the most of the time. All right? So we will study on making the most of the time. Let us turn to Ephesians. Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17. Let's read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 to 17. Verse 15. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise. 16. Making the most of the time, because the days are evil. 17. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So thank the Lord. Here at the time, Paul wrote to encourage the believers there in Ephesus that they must look carefully how they walk, and that they must make the most of the time. In other English Bible, like the one in the English Standard Version or the ESV, in the verse 16, the RSV says, making the most of the time. But the ESV says, making the best use of the time. All right, so our topic for encouragement is especially from the verse 16, making the most of the time, or making the best use of the time. So in these three verses, at the time, Paul encouraged the believers that they must look carefully how they walk. All right, so when we say how they walk, it tells us about how they lead their life, how they live. So today, we must be very careful as to how we lead our life, how we live. And in these few verses, Paul tells us that there are two categories of people mentioned. So who are they? Who are these two types of the category of people that is mentioned by Paul? So firstly, it tells us those who are foolish and the unwise. So who are they? So they are those who do not understand the time and the will of the Lord. But the second group, Paul tells us about those who are wise. So who are they? Those wise ones are those who understand the time and the will of the Lord. All right, so here Paul tells us in the verse 17, therefore do not be foolish. All right, so today, verse 15, the lower portion, here says, not as unwise men. So today we must not be those who are unwise, those who are foolish, but as 15 says, we must be those who are wise, those who know how to make use of the most of the time and to understand the will of the Lord. All right, so here, firstly, Paul tells us about how we should lead our life. We must be those who are wise, not those who are unwise. So those who are wise, they are those who understand the time, and they will lead a life according to the will of the Lord. And in this part here, Paul tells us about the time, as we have read in the verse 16. Here says, making the most of the time. So this time in the Greek, it is kairos. So when we say kairos, what does it mean? It refers to an opportune time, or a fitting time, or a moment. All right? So this time, what is this time? As is recorded in the verse 16. So this time, it is a proper or opportune time for action. Actually, in the Greek, there are two words for the time. One is kairos, all right? So the other one, it tells us about the day, the hour. So day and hour, it is likened to what is fixed. But now, kairos tells us it is an opportune time. So it is a fitting time. It is a moment, that moment. So this time, it is what? A proper and opportune time for us to take certain action. All right, so this is the biblical definition of the time here in the Ephesians. It is Kairos. But if you look at the Merriam or Merriam-Webster dictionary, this is the definition that is given. I just read, it is a time when conditions are right for the accomplishment of a certain action, the opportune and decisive moment. All right? So it is the right time to accomplish certain important matter. So it is an opportune time. It is the best time. So it is a decisive moment that we must make good use of. All right? So the time here tells us that it is a specific time that we must make good use of. And when we say action, a time, opportune time for action, so this action must be according to the will of the Lord. Just like verse 17, Paul says, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. So we make use of the time, this opportune time, this fitting time, or this moment that is given to us to do what? To act according to the will of the Lord. So to act according to what He wants us to do, and we know which is crucial and important. All right, so this is the definition of the time. So in the Ephesians here, Paul tells us that we must look carefully how we lead our life. We must be those who are wise, those who understand the time and the will of the Lord. All right, so we must make good use of the time now that we are in, that we have, to do certain actions that is according to His will, which is beneficial to us. All right, so for our study this afternoon, we just study two brief points. So number one, when we say we must make the most of the time, so we say now presently during the lockdown. Thank the Lord, even though now we are in the fourth week of our lockdown, well, we do not know about the future, whether we will continue the lockdown or not. But when we say now presently during the lockdown, so we must make the most of the time. All right, so this time is when we are under lockdown, so we have a time. All right, so how are we to make use of the time that we have? And we know this time of the lockdown, it is not always like that. So throughout my whole life, this is the first time that I experienced this. And I believe many also, this is the first time that we experience this type of a situation where from the epidemic, it became a pandemic. It affected the whole world. All right, so this is the first time that we experience this. And today we must understand, definitely there is a reason for the present situation that we are in. All right, so to the many past sermons we have heard during this lockdown, the services through the internet, we have heard why there is this plague, or we say pandemic, or the epidemic. All right, especially today, we, the believers of the Lord, we must understand too why we are in this situation. All right, so definitely there is a reason behind it that is given to us by the Lord. So therefore, now, how are we to use this time that is given to us, this opportune time, this fitting time, this moment that we are in? Because we say the time is not always like this, but now, since we are in this time under lockdown, so how are we to make use of our time? So thank the Lord, we know, of course, some, they are working from the home. they are still working. Well, but of course some, they spend their time sleeping. Some, they watch television. Some, they play with their handphones, or you say computer games. Of course, some also, the sisters, maybe even brothers, they spend time to cook, all right? Because now they are not able to eat out, so they spend time cooking and many more, all right? So this may be for most of us how we spend our time. But of course, on the other hand, Paul tells us, as we have read just now, that we must be those who are wise, those who are making the most of the time that the Lord has given us now. All right? So it is to fulfill the Lord's will. So today, how are we to make good use of the time, especially we say during this lockdown? So we thank the Lord Jesus. We have made good use of the time to spend good quality moment or the time with our family. Because in the past, we are very, very busy. We are busy in the world. Morning, the parents, some, if the husband and wife, they work, they will leave the house. So the children, they will go to school. All right. So in a day, there is not much time for the family. And during evening, even though we are back in our homes, we still may be doing our own things. The children may be in the room. All right. So therefore, thank the Lord, during this lockdown, we are able to make good use of the time that is given to us to spend quality time with our family, especially to us the Chinese. We are able to have meals together as a family, seated at the table where we eat together. So it is a blessing. Just an example, in the Psalms 133, Psalms 133, verse 1, Psalms 133, verse 1. So this Psalm 133, it is the Song of Ascent. This Song of Ascent tells us that the Israelites, 3 times a year, they must make the pilgrimage journey to the temple in Jerusalem that is situated on the mountain. We always say Mount Zion. So they have to go through this journey. They pass through the valleys. They pass through the wilderness. They have to pass through other hills to reach to the Mount Zion, to the temple. So during this pilgrimage journey, the Israelites, they will sing the 15 Psalms from the Psalms 120 to Psalms 134. All these 15 Psalms, it is called the Song of Ascent. All right, so this Song of Ascent remind the people of God about three matters. Well, firstly, about the family's relationship with God. Secondly, the family's relationship with the temple. And we know, thirdly, the family relationship among themselves. So in the Psalms 133, verse 1, Psalms 133, verse 1, Behold, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell in unity. All right, this is only an example. So at the time, they are able to be together. Of course, here can refer to the family, then to the church. So when we say make good use of the time, so we thank the Lord, we are able to spend quality time with our family members. Then, of course, we thank the Lord, we have made good use of the time to what? To consider on our relationship with Jesus and the state of our faith. Now, thank the Lord, in this difficult time, it is when everyone seems to be fearful, not sure about our lives. So it is a good time where we are able to turn to God, to spend more time in prayer to Him, to establish relationship with Him, to be close with Him. And thank the Lord, it is a time where we examine ourselves in our faith. So this is the time that is given to us. And thank the Lord, we have made good use of the time. Let's read 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 5 and 6, verse 5. Examine yourselves to see whether you are holding to your faith. Test yourself. Do you not realize that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? So thank the Lord, as we say, this time given to us by the Lord, it is a time where we are able to consider our faith, consider our relationship with our Lord Jesus. And again, we thank the Lord Jesus. We have made good use of the time as a family unit in our life of prayers and our life of worship. So today we know we are under lockdown, but thank the Lord, we are able to continue to have services through the internet that is arranged, provided by the General Assembly. So not only the internet services and the family altars arranged by the GA, but thank the Lord, we know some local churches because they have their weekday night services. So they still continue to hold their services. So it is apart from the GA service. So they continue in their services. And of course, today, there some members also log in to the website of our two GS churches throughout the world. They also look at the YouTube to continue to listen to the sermons. And thank the Lord, the Religious Education Affairs also, now they have classes, whether be it maybe pre-recorded or live, so they are having religious education classes and even youth service. And we know one or two churches, they also continue to hold their truth-seeker class through the internet with the friends. So we thank the Lord. We have made good use of the time given to us in our life of the worship. Now let us read Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Let us read Luke chapter 21, verse 36. Verse 36. But watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. Of course, here in the Luke chapter 21, we know it tells us matters concerning the end of the age. And of course, during the near to the end of the age, as we have heard through the sermons in the past, there will be many signs that is given. And we already know and we have made known that this pandemic, it is one of the signs under pestilences that will happen. All right? So therefore, during this period, what are we to do? How to make the most of the time? So verse 36 here says, we must watch at all times. All right? So we must keep watch, see, look at the situation now. And also, we must keep watch at all times over ourselves. We must not relax. We must not misuse this opportune time, this moment that the Lord gives to us to continue to grow in our faith, to continue to worship Him. All right, so here says, in the area of prayer, we must pray that we may have strength to escape all these things. All right, so we pray that the Lord guide us. So not only the present sign, but in the future, there may be other signs. So no matter what, We pray that the Lord guide us so that we will continue to pray more, pray unceasingly. And in relation to our worship, let's turn to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. 25 says, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another all the more as you see the day drawing near. Of course, now we are not able to attend church service. So it is not because it is habitual that we do not go to church. We are put in this situation. So even though we are in this situation, here the author says, let us not neglect to meet together. Even though we cannot meet face to face, but thank the Lord, we are still able to continue to worship Him, to study His words. All right, so we thank the Lord. During this time of the pandemic, this time when we are under lockdown, we are able to make the most of the time. So as we say, this time is a special time. It is a fitting time. It is an opportune time. It is just only this moment that is given to us. So what the Lord wants us is, even though we are in this time, we must make good use of the time given. We must be those who are wise, those who understand His will and fulfill His will to make the most of the time. So as we say, we thank the Lord. We have made good use of this time to spend quality time with our family members, to continue to grow stronger and stronger in our ties in the family, whether be it husband and wife, or be it siblings, or the parents and the children. Or even some, of course, their mother-in-law, or their own parents. Then thank the Lord, we say, we have made good use of the time that we are able to examine our faith and to now do something about our faith and our relationship with Jesus. And again, we say, thank the Lord, we're able to make good use of this time now to have family altars, to have services together, to worship the Lord in our own homes. And according to what we have received, thank the Lord, now, and in this lockdown, as in the past, maybe some families, they do not have family altar, but now thank the Lord, apart from the Friday and the Saturday, the rest of the nights, we're able to have family altar. Alright, so all this, we thank the Lord. We have made good use of the time. So let us note, if we are doing so, let us continue to make the most of the time. But if we are those who have yet to make the most of the time, so we better repent. All right? So because we say this time is a special time given to us by the Lord, there is a reason for each individual. All right? So if we are not making the most of the time given to us, so let us turn back. Let's repent. Let us be wise. Let's turn to Romans. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, let us read verse 2. We can just read verse 2. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Verse 2. Do not be conformed to this age or the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. All right, so here in the lower portion tells us, today we must have a transformation. So this transformation is by the renewal of the mind. So today, there must be a change of the mindset. We must change our mind. So if today, we still look lightly on this time given to us by the Lord, so let us now have this transformation. We renew our mind now to know what we must do, what the Lord wants us to do. That's why here says, you know, that we be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may prove what is the will of God. Alright? So we pray that the Lord guide us so that we are able to make the most of the time now, presently, under lockdown. Secondly, when we say making the most of the time, this refers now to the future. After the lockdown, when everything comes to normal, or we say normalcy. So what are we to do? Definitely we know we will go back to the world. We will again be very busy with our work, with our life. And of course, some to regain our livelihood, their savings, and many more. All right? So this is what most of us will do. All right? And we know some also, they will continue to pursue in the world, and to continue to lead the way of the life as in the past. Alright, so now we must consider. Paul says we must make the most of the time. So, the time now, of course we say this is the future. So are we able to do what we are doing now under lockdown? Or after the lockdown, we feel now we have freedom, we set free. Again, we lead a life as in the past. So we must seriously consider about this matter. So as we say, this time, this opportune time, this moment where there is pandemic, we are under lockdown, we say that there is a purpose. It is a wake-up call for us. So everyone now, we are so zealous, so fervent to do what is needful, what is according to the will of the Lord. But there is an important question. After the lockdown, how we make the most of the time? All right, so let us consider on this. So are we able to continuously spend time for the Lord in the Bible reading, in prayers, in our own family house, still continue with the family altar? Or after the lockdown, we completely stop all these family altars? Alright, so we must consider. So today, we must understand why the pandemic, why the lockdown, why this special time, this opportune time is given to us by the Lord. So we pray that the Lord guide us, so we be those who are wise, those who have wisdom, those who understand the will of the Lord, and those who will make the most of the time. And again, we say, not only at this moment during the lockdown, but in the future, after the lockdown, are we still able to make the most of the time to fulfill the will of the Lord, what the Lord wants us to do? May the Lord guide us, may the Lord lead us and bless us. Thank the Lord. Now, let us sing the second hymn to conclude with our service. Sing hymn 67.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, more by faith, less by sight. Lead me with heavenly light, teach me thy way. When I am sad at heart, teach me thy way. When earthly joys depart, teach me thy way. In hours of loneliness, in times of thy distress, in failure or success, teach me thy way. When doubts and fears arise, teach me thy way. When storms o'erspread the skies, teach me thy way. Shine to the cow and wind, to sorrow, toil and pain. Make thou my pathway plain, teach me thy way. Fourth stanza. Long as my life shall last, teach me thy way. When e'er my lot be cast, teach me thy way. Until the race is run, until the journey's done, until the crown is won, teach me thy way.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. We pray that the Lord, he will teach us his ways, and that we're able to walk in his ways. Now let's together kneel down and pray. Let's continue to pray for one another. We have come to the fourth week of this lockdown. We pray that the Lord will continuously guide us so that we are able to be wise to make good use of the time that we have. Now, in Jesus' name, let's together kneel down and pray.
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Thank you.
We thank to the grace of the Lord. Our service will end here. May the peace, the blessing of the Lord will be with us. May He continuously watch over us. Amen.